Welcome to another week of What Could Happen Now. Make sure you wash your hands and put on those masks. Leave your gun at home. We cannot go out anyway, okay? That's not so funny. Click the link for important information. I got a jet now. Guess who this is? Michael. Can I get paid today? Man, don't go there. You want a discount? You really want to talk about a coronavirus discount? The Corona rules. I think I need a bottle of Corona now. Ask the Fed. Really? Oh, come on, man. Pay me.
May 18th, 2028 AM 16 elements real estate investor buyers should consider in an unstable market. Expert panel Forbes Council's member. The real estate industry is filled with its share of ups and downs. In an unstable market, property values may plummet without a moment's notice. While we're not facing the same kind of issues we met a decade ago, today's plunges in the market can be worrying for a real estate investor buyer. The best way to deal with these kinds of investments is to hedge your bets. Information is the most valuable resource you have, and knowing what elements you should consider before investing in a property is essential to turning a profit. 16 members of Forbes Real Estate Council look at the vital considerations you should make before investing in a real estate property during unstable market conditions. The following is an answer given by Michael Polk of Polk Properties. For other responses, see the full article on Forbes.com. 14. Who your tenant is. Let's say you have a 1031 exchange. Your money is with your exchange accommodation, and now you need a replacement property. What are you going to buy? If you are looking for income, you're buying the tenant. As such, you need to know who they are and what they do, and this goes across the product classes. Know who owes what and if they can pay you according to the contract. Investigate. Michael J. Polk, Polk Properties / Matrix Properties.
Michael J. Polk is one of the greatest property minds in the world. This podcast is epic, to be frank. I have followed his advice for years. Check out a few of his articles. Enjoy this podcast. I'm out. No, really. Unless, www.polkproperties.net.
November 1st, 2019, 8 a.m. EDT. To protect your real estate, remember that it's a bundle of sticks. Michael Polk, Forbes Council's member. What is real estate, really? Most people might say if the land and or structures are pertinent to it. I agree with that. I should. I came up with it, but I think owners should also consider what is referred to as the bundle of rights theory. This is where all the rubber hits the road. People work hard on acquiring properties, improving them, flipping them, leasing them out, etc. The type of property does and matter. The bundle of rights is your real estate. Anyone who owns a fee or has a long or short-term lease has a bundle of rights that can be conveyed. I want to discuss the concept of fee ownership that anyone owning real estate from land to skyscrapers has. Let's think about the Egyptian pyramids. What the pharaohs had was really just a super-sized bundle of rights. The pharaohs could build on and utilize the land they owned in any fashion they wished, no restraint on their bundle of rights. In modern times, there are restraints on ownership that in most cases are known in advance and made easily available to the public. There are also cases where the rights of an owner may change due to nothing that owner could lay a magnifying glass to, such as rent control. For the most part, you can find out information on any restraint to ownership prior to purchase. At times, there will be a groundswell against your bundle of sticks. At others, it's an outright attempt at a taking. Ancient Egyptians didn't have to worry about such matters, but if you are a real estate owner today, you should. What is real estate, really? Most people might say if the land and or structures are pertinent to it. I agree with that. I should. I came up with it, but I think owners should also consider what is referred to as the Undle of Rights theory. This is where all the rubber hits the road. People work hard on acquiring properties, improving them, flipping them, leasing them out, etc. The type of property does and matter. The bundle of rights is your real estate. Anyone who owns a fee or has a long or short-term lease has a bundle of rights that can be conveyed. I want to discuss the concept of fee ownership that anyone owning real estate from land to skyscrapers has. Let's think about the Egyptian pyramids. What the pharaohs had was really just a supersized bundle of rights. The pharaohs could build on and utilize the land they owned in any fashion they wished, no restraint on their bundle of rights. In modern times, there are restraints on ownership that in most cases are known in advance and made easily available to the public. There are also cases where the rights of an owner may change due to nothing that owner could lay a magnifying glass to, such as rent control. For the most part, you can find out information on any restraint to ownership prior to purchase. At times, there will be a groundswell against your bundle of sticks. At others, it an outright attempt at a taking. Ancient Egyptians didn't have to worry about such matters, but if you are a real estate owner today, you should. An easy way to look at this theory is to imagine a bundle of sticks and string. This bundle has a finite total number of sticks. This bundle represents your total fee simple ownership, the most complete form of property ownership there is of the sticks. The string holding them together is your deed. Of the utmost importance is that you try to stay on top of matters as they relate to your sticks. A new bond measure? Check your sticks. Voter indebtedness? Better check on how that affects your sticks. Property owners must be aware of and advocate for their ownership positions. What happens behind closed doors can affect your rights and property value. Be mindful. The point is, those sticks represent almost the entirety of your ownership rights. So, what should you do with a bunch of sticks and string? Nothing at all, if that's what you want. Many would agree that doing nothing is a right. However, some cities are now introducing taxes to fee owners who choose to not rent or otherwise convey their property with a vacancy tax. What you should do is look at why you bought the property. Did it meet your expectations? If so, congratulations! If not, let's look at your bundle. All of your sticks are there, and the string too. I ask, why do you still have all of your sticks? We have to talk about conveyances. In simple terms, a conveyance is giving to another right to use something you possess exclusively. If you purchased your property to produce a gain solely based on the ownership, then you need to get that going. So, if you own your home and rent it out, you have made a conveyance. You still own the property, but you have conveyed your exclusive use for something of value to you. If you look at any interaction where you use real estate, for instance, a parking lot, the owner can put a chain up and leave it vacant forever as long as the owner pays the taxes and a few other things. Whether or not that would be a smart choice depends on the person. For most, it would not be. So, as an owner, you convey. Charging for parking at $25 per hour is a type of conveyance. Each of your sticks represents a divisible share of your fee ownership. The sticks are the real estate. Convey some of them. Build a building if it within your rights. Check the zoning and planning as it relates to do so. Do you have the money to erect a building, build a house, or paint lines on the ground? Convey some of those rights, and get some cash that you right also. When you exchange the usage of your property for value for a defined period, you have made a conveyance. When you lease your property, you give the tenant the right to use a portion of your sticks for a hopefully defined period of time in exchange for value. How many sticks you convey is up to you and what the market will accept. Anytime you don't have the absolute right of possession is a type of conveyance. So, if you look at the real estate this way, you will have to look at the implications of your actions on your bundle of rights. The key thing is you must not only care for the upkeep and income stability of the property, but also the intangibles as they affect your ownership. It not a bad thing at all. It just a thing that you must do to protect the total value. Remember, a few sticks can start a fire. Don't get burned by your own sticks. and don't let lackadaisical thinking take your bundle of rights in a direction you never intended. Forbes Real Estate Council is an invitation-only community for executives in the real estate industry.